For nearly 30 years, a wide range of musicians made Rockford's on the waterfront their Labor Day home. But in December, it was announced the popular music festival was no more. Festival passes had dwindled in recent years, and costs were mounting.
This year, it's bigger and better than it's ever been. Rockford Air Fest 2013, starring the U.S. Navy Blue Angels.
Or not. Rockford Air Fest organizers had to pull the plug on the popular show. The decision was due primarily to the effect of federal government sequestration cuts on the military and its support of air shows. It's unclear whether the show will return next year. Gordon Kay is the executive director and general manager of RAVE. That stands for the Rockford Area Venues and Entertainment Authority. The group manages the BMO Harris Bank Center and Davis Park Festival grounds.
I don't want to minimize what those two events meant to this community, particularly AirFest, in terms of visitors. And, you know, they've just kept building and building and building, and I think this year would have been absolutely incredible. But just because those two things aren't here anymore, it doesn't mean that there's nothing to do. For anybody who says there's nothing to do during the summers in Rockford, I think it's because they're just not looking.
He points to Rockford Aviators Baseball, the Speedway, Arena Football, and an upcoming Gospel Fest. Lonnie Richardson with the Mendelsohn Performing Arts Center says the local music scene sees a silver lining in the loss of On the Waterfront.
In fact, it's even, in a way, allowed it to flourish, because now we have live music and performance everywhere around town all summer long.
Mendelsohn hosts jazz concerts at the historic Emerson House. Last year, they also took charge of Charlotte's Web for the performing arts, featuring blues and Americana music as well as theater productions. But losing two major events is still a big loss for the city financially. The board of directors for On the Waterfront told supporters in a farewell message that the festival generated millions of dollars for nonprofits. In 2011, the festival reportedly brought in more than $10 million to the area in taxes, tourism, and wages. The Illinois Department of Transportation listed AirFest as one of the benefits of the Chicago-Rockford International Airport's overall economic impact on the city. Bridget French is marketing manager at the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Her job is to make Rockford a destination. She says a bright spot for the summer months is Rockford City Market. The downtown location features local vendors and live music. Last year, 57,000 people came to the Friday market, and she says this year is keeping pace. French says amateur sports competitions continue to keep hotels booked through the summer months, but local restaurants may notice the loss of the major events.
Visitors who would normally come into the area for these events will now not be coming. But that being said, we will have to work a little bit harder to fill those gaps. We're just really hopeful that other things will take their place.
It's going down, Rockford Hip Hop Festival. I will be in that ring.
DJ Macklin hopes his group is one of the next to build on a niche market in Rockford. He's with the group Hip Hop Congress and helped organize last year's All Elements 2012, a hip-hop festival at the Booker Washington Center. In its first year, the festival drew more than 1,000 people from Chicago, Rockford, and Madison. It featured artists, musicians, and poets. It was aimed at a younger, more urban crowd.
We needed something that we can kind of call our own, something that we can educate the community on what the elements of hip-hop are. And so what the All Elements Festival did was just create an audience geared for those artists, just a hip-hop audience and people who are like-minded and want to learn more. It's just really just creating that environment.
Macklin and the city's other event organizers may find it difficult to plan around funding uncertainties and changing audience interests. But they're moving ahead with what they can control and hope that's enough to reclaim Rockford's nearly lost summer. I'm Jenna Dooley. WNIJ News.